Eddie, it's coming up this weekend, Friday and Saturday, August 3rd and 4th, the Price Hill Creative Community Festival. Free performing arts and neighborhood festival hosted by Price Hill Will. Fill us in on Price Hill Will.
Well, Price Hill Will is a nonprofit comprehensive community development corporation in Price Hill, here on the west side of Cincinnati. More specifically, the festival is hosted by My Cincinnati, which is Price Hill Will's free daily youth orchestra program for children who live in the neighborhood.
Briefly tell us about that orchestra. It's pretty phenomenal.
Well, thank you. My Cincinnati meets, like I said, every single day after school, and we're now finishing our seventh season. We started in 2011, and the goals are pretty simple. We use music and the collaborative effort of music making as a tool for youth development and community engagement. So what that looks like in practice is every single day after school, we have around 120 kids who all come from Price Hill, and they learn how to play violin, viola, cello, bass, flute, clarinet, oboe, percussion, guitar, and play together in an ensemble.
We talked about it when you first started the orchestra. You said 7 years ago. It seems to me like it's been 6 months ago.
I know.
How have the 7 years flown for you?
Oh, sometimes it flies, sometimes it crawls, sometimes you fall, and sometimes you have a tough time getting back up. But we're still going, and I think it's a testament to just the strength and collaborative effort of everyone involved. Yeah, it's a great time. It's a great space, and it's a space where I hope everyone feels welcome, feels like they can reach their creative and human potential, and be connected to a supportive community.
Lots going on in the festival coming up on Friday and Saturday. Fill us in. The venues, the artists in residence, all the things going on.
Right. So the Price Hill Creative Community Festival, which is this Friday and Saturday, August 3rd and 4th, is a festival in East Price Hill. And the festivities will take place across 2 days and across four venues. So folks that are in the know about East Price Hill, the venues are the Warsaw Avenue Firehouse, the Lish Art Gallery right next door, and then right across the street from both of those is 3117 Warsaw. And then Kitty Corner is the Price Hill Branch Library. So those four venues will house performances that are completely free of charge, and they will span the 2 days on August 3rd and 4th. Now, the festival is unique for a few reasons. One, it's got a mission, and that mission is to use collaborative performing arts as a tool to build a more creative and inclusive community.
Examples of collaborative performing arts.
So what that means in practice is that we have an artist-in-residence program, and it's an open call for proposals. And basically, the goal, again, is simple. We ask artists to think of a brand new collaborative performance idea that combines what they do or what they like to do with the talents and skills of the musicians at My Cincinnati. So in the past, that's meant anything from a live score to a stop-motion animation, to a spoken word stage play, to an experimental theater performance that investigates incarceration and freedom. This year, I'm so excited because we have five projects that I think really, really dig deeply into this question of what it means to collaborate. So just a brief overview, and listeners can learn more about the artists in residence and their specific projects on our website, which is creativecommunityfestival.org. But just a quick overview, we have the internationally renowned improviser, composer, and cellist, Tamika Reed, who's going to be working with My Cincinnati musicians on exciting new improvisational and compositional structures and language that's largely drawn from her experience working with the legendary Anthony Braxton. We have Paradox Teatro, which is a shadow puppetry and performance duo from Mexico City and Pittsburgh. And they're going to be asking questions about what it means to be in community, what it means to feel like home, like you belong, through shadow puppetry performance and music. We have an interdisciplinary collective called Collaborative. And this question of what it means to collaborate and what are the kind of values that are required in the participants of a collaboration, that's kind of at the core of their project too. So it's a large group of folks from all different kinds of creative disciplines, and they'll be working side by side with My Cincinnati musicians to create a brand new performance. So that's just kind of the tip of the iceberg, but we have a filmmaking project about gentrification. We have a project that combines a love of astronomy and our solar system with live performance. So again, there were really no parameters outside of that initial question of You know, what does it mean to collaborate? And even going a little bit deeper, I really think at the core of all art is intention, imagination, and some discipline. And I think all three of those and more are going to be required for these projects to be successful. And of course, the projects and the participants in the projects are going to decide and define success for themselves. But those three things, intention, imagination, and discipline, I think also are required in creating the kind of communities and the societies and democratic communities that we all want to live in. So that's kind of at the center of what the festival is all about. You know, we're artists, and that's why we're doing art. But at the same time, all of the skills that are required to do this really meaningful collaborative work are the same skills that are required to function and to co-create a healthy democratic community.
And again, the four venues for this coming Friday and Saturday's festival are the Warsaw Avenue Firehouse, the Price Hill Branch Library, the Lisch Gallery, and 3117 Warsaw, basically the four venues on the corner of Warsaw and Considine. And everything's free, correct?
Everything's free.
Well, there's food and stuff like that. We shouldn't go overboard. But yeah, there will be food on hand. And I like the fact that all four of the venues, you don't have to walk very far.
No, you don't.
Across the street if you want, next door if you want.
Yeah, and most of the venues are accessible, are ADA accessible. Mm-hmm. Not all of them, unfortunately, but that'll be another long-term goal as the festival evolves. But yeah, everything's very contained in a small, you know, couple block radius. So folks will be able to hop from one performance to another. And outside of the five artisan residence performances, which will largely be housed in the firehouse, there are going to be performances from Cincinnati artists and regional artists that I really love and admire and that I think are making a really valuable contribution to the Price Hill community and to the greater Cincinnati creative community.
What are the hours?
Friday will start around 4 o'clock. And then Saturday will be a little bit long, but there's going to be plenty of stuff to do. So during the daytime, in the early afternoon hours, we're going to have free arts and participatory arts workshops in most of the venues. And we're going to be partnering with some great organizations to put those on. And then the musical performances will get started a little bit later.
Okay, coming up this weekend, the third year for the Price Hill Creative Community Festival. Been chatting with founding director Eddie Kwan. Anything else to add? We have a link, by the way, at our website, wvxu.org, with all the information, and there is a lot of it.
Yeah, I'll just add that, like My Cincinnati, and like so many communities in our city and around the country and around the world, what makes a project or an effort successful is the hard work of so many people. So this festival would not be possible without some of our great partnerships. We're a strong partner with the Contemporary Arts Center, who's helping put this on for the second year in a row now. And then, of course, some of our funding partners like the Dater Foundation and the Greater Cincinnati Foundation allow us to offer this completely free. So that plus our incredible team of volunteers and our festival staff, all of the teachers at My Cincinnati that are guiding and working with My Cincinnati musicians, as well as the artists in residence to make each of these performances happen, our parent committee, and the list could go on and on. But I can't stress that enough that, you know, as the festival evolves, we're really trying to deeply commit to that mission of using collaboration as a way to build creative and inclusive communities. So that, I think, if you dig deep enough, is going to be found in many, many layers of the operation.
Eddie Kwan, and Eddie, you and your crew do terrific work.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very, very much. Eddie Kwan, and the festival again this coming Friday and Saturday in Price Hill, Warsaw, and Considine, four venues there. The Price Hill Creative Community Festival is a free performing arts and neighborhood festival. More information at the website, wvxu.org. And for Around Cincinnati, I'm Brian O'Donnell.